Welcome to this brand new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. As I said in my previous episode, I've recorded the last and this episode back to back. Because when you hear this and when this episode comes out, I'll be on a business trip and I'm so excited for it. So my pre-trip self is kind of a little bit anxious, a little bit nervous, and also excited. And I have a pro tip for you. For moments when you feel nervous, just try to reframe the nervousness you feel as excitement. It kind of takes a little bit of trial and error, I guess, but the similarity that those two feelings, excitement and nervousness or fear, have is really obvious when you tune into your heart feeling, so to say. So it can really help to reframe every negative thought, every fearful and nervous thought into something exciting. Like when you think, "Ugh, I don't know how this situation is going to be and to play out," you can just think, "Well, I don't know how this situation is going to be and to play out, but I'm really excited to find out." So instead of changing the thought itself, you just change the meaning. Meaning is really everything. The meaning you give to things is really profound and is really important because it determines how you feel entirely. And your feeling fuels your thoughts fuel your feelings, and that's how you prevail, so to say, in a world that creates a lot of situations that could potentially scare us. So it's important to just stay out of fear and stay very aligned and take actionable steps that bring you closer to your goal. And I'm a huge fan of taking small steps into the right direction on a daily basis, even though, and that's my very honest statement, I struggle doing that. I am a good learner. I'm a quick learner. I love learning. But execution is oftentimes where I struggle. And not so much with my podcast and not so much with work. So everything I do at work, I treat as a must. And that's why I do it. Also with this podcast. But everything else is just the cherry on the cake, if you will. Or do you say cherry on a cake or is it icing on the cake? It's like, yeah, the cherry on top. And so it's not a necessity for me. But a couple of days ago, I was part of a Tony Robbins online event. And one sentence he said really stuck with me. And it's this one: we all get what we have to have. So if it's not a necessity for you to have something, to reach something, if you don't feel like you must have it, you may not actually get it and actualize it because it's not a must for you. So be very clear on what you have to have and on your intention to get things or to experience something or to feel something or whatever it is that you want. And that's what I want to leave you with, this feeling of certainty that it's possible to reach your goal if you have to have it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. And thank you for subscribing. Thank you for rating my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will catch you very soon with a very special episode. Bye.